Idea here of a wrestling match here. You got 12 wrestlers around the ring. You got dancing midgets and leather. You got everything that you've ever wanted.
The cone starts hitting Mays. Mays jumps on him. And Cepeda and Prager at it. And Cepeda gets in a left hook. Boy, we've got a brawl.
Lon, I've seen some good ones, but this is the best when they get squared off individually like that.
Woo! Woo!
Woo! Love that money.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
You could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever.
I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in.
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Are you ready for a good time?
From the Sports Byline Studios of the City by the Bay, San Francisco. Taco Man Radio is on the air. I am the Taco Man, and welcome to my grill here at the Sports Byline Studios, just a few blocks away from Fisherman's Wharf in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. I've got open phone lines. You want to talk sports, smack? Hey, we'll talk about anything for the next couple hours, as long as you make it clean. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We got the Skype line happening tonight too. Not usually, but we got it going on tonight. The address is Sports Byline and the number 2. So here's what's up. We're talking about the election. No, we're not going to talk about the election. We'll talk about weekend in the NFL, of course, later on in hour number 2. The NBA is hot and heavy. The UFC tonight, UFC 205 still going as I speak. So the results, we'll wait on them until hour number 2. Maybe the end of hour number 1. Danny Garcia, the former world champion on top still in boxing, who's on Spike TV today. Seth Meyers will join us today, of course. And we'll talk about what is hip tonight. Of course, the world of sports at large. The top 10 teams that might be able to stop the New England Patriots from the Super Bowl. Because you know Tom Brady's going. You just know it. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With deals like a Schecter Demon 6 guitar for just $349, a pair of AKG K52 headphones for $29, or Ernie Ball strings, your choice, 3 packs for $10. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Did you hear Ron Barr's interviews with the biggest names in sports last week? Now there's a way to make sure you never miss hearing from your favorite player. Sign up for the Sports Byline USA podcast and never miss a show. With podcasting, we deliver the greatest names in the game directly to your computer every day, automatically. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button and never miss another show. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
What is it? Sports date, November 13th, 2016. Week number 10 of the NFL. Straight up, the NFL, they fined Seattle Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman $10,000 for the unnecessary roughness, of course, that hit on Buffalo Bills corner place kicker Dan Carpenter. Guess what? Dan Carpenter's wife, Mrs. Carpenter, Kayla, she came out on Facebook and said that Sherman should be castrated. She said that men with rage issues, we know what to do with them on the farm. Rage issues? She's talking about steroid rage. Anyway, shades of Lorena Bobbitt, folks, who back in the 1990s cut off her cheating husband's member. And, of course, only Mrs. K wants to cut off his nash. Straight up, a former NFL defensive lineman wound up in handcuffs Tuesday after celebrating Donald Trump's victory. Of course, TMZ is reporting this, but the man at the center of attention is Shane Burton, a solid defensive end who played 8 seasons with the NFL. Of course, the Dolphins, the Bears, the Jets, and the Panthers, and even tackled Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. But straight up, according to law enforcement, Burton went berserk at Barney's Beanery in Burbank just before midnight on November 8th, of course, right after the election, allegedly pulling a man off a bar stool and battering a security guard. Oh, he was bloody. Officials say the 42-year-old Burton then walked out of the bar but didn't get too far as the cops found him a block away, and he was handcuffed and booked into jail. Bottom line is, he is a piece of work. He's a riot, folks. He's a riot. And guess what? His wife takes human growth hormone. I'm talking about Peyton Manning. That's right. Rob Lowe is trying to say that Peyton Manning is going to be like a future star, like the next Adam Sandler. Oh, man, come on, because he's joining this Modern Family cast? Give me a break. And yes, his wife does take human growth hormone. Remember? His wife had human growth hormones mailed to her house in her name. She's a female. Females don't take human growth hormones, not male ones. Anyway, you know who was taking it? He was taking it. Of course, he was dogging it all the way. Lying. Of course, Peyton Manning and the college scandal, they got away with that. Got away with that. The Yankees are demanding a high return for catcher Brian McCann. That's right. Talk about the trademark of going hot and heavy for the Yankees. Of course, the Yankees are not just going to give this guy up and just say he's going to walk away from him, but they do owe him $34 million over the next 2 years, unless they get like one super prospect like a Clint Frazier or a Gleyber Torres, you know, the guys that they got in the trades with Andrew Miller and Aroldis Chapman. They want to get good prospects. It's all about prospects. Let's say $34 million. According to a couple of teams, I hear the Twins are interested and the Braves and the Astros as well are interested, but they don't want to give up the money yet. Kanye West. Remember he was saying about a year and a half ago he was going to run for president in 2020? Give me a break. TMZ caught him at the at LAX Friday, and the photographer asked him over and over again, are you really going to run? Are you really going to run? Why am I even mentioning this? Conway, yes, is a big turd. Anyway, a return to coaching? How about the NFL? I'm talking about college quarterback, college genius. I'm talking about the genius coach, of course, at Michigan, Jim Harbaugh, former coach of the 49ers. After he left the 49ers, boy, did they fall from grace, huh? They went from the Super Bowl, I believe, in the NFL title game to like to nothing. And, of course, that was all about Harbaugh. Harbaugh was the guy that built that team. He was a nucleus. He was a nut. I told you he had a heart issue. The guy was, like, running back and forth. He was, like, a type A personality. He's surely going to blow a gasket. He's one of those guys who's going to die from a blown gasket. No doubt about it. He's going to blow a gasket. No doubt in my mind, Jim Harbaugh is headed for that. But straight up, Michigan just rocking and rolling. Of course, I think he's 9-0. 9-0 at Michigan, and I think he's 19-3 in his first 22 games. So you got to give Jim Harbaugh some credit. And the bottom line is lots of NFL teams would like to have him. But they're offering like $25, $30 million. Imagine that. Not for a couple of seasons. For like 1 year. $25 or $30 million for 1 year for a coach. Holy cow. Speaking of holy cow, Marcus May is out for the season as Florida deals with another injury as they've lost 9 starters. Not too good, folks. Not too good. Hey, forget Bowden's Florida State or Saban's Alabama. Mount Union. That's right. Mount Union has been the most dominant NCAA football program in the last 25 years. The Purple Raiders entered a Saturday's game, the final one of the regular season, with a conference title on the line against John Carroll. It's another landmark institution as far as college football is concerned. With a 222-1 record in their last 223 games, dating back to 1994, and includes 11 national championships. Holy cow! John Carroll won 31-28 and snapped the longest-running streak, 112 games in NCAA football history. Get this. Hey, man, this guy's quick, but is he going to really go into soccer? Talk about Olympic legend Usain Bolt. Man, from the Caribbean, saying he's going to do his thing in soccer now. He wants not running. He wants to play soccer. So he's training, 30 years old. Now, that's not an old man, but 30 years old, playing, going to train with Manchester United. That's what I heard for the next couple of weeks. We'll see what happens with that. But straight up, I don't know about him playing soccer. He's a little bit big to play soccer. So running back and fourth down on that field. Be a good goalie, maybe. I mean, he can take up a lot of the goal. Louisville, the number 13 ranked team in America, won a season opener 78-47 on Friday night. But the story is not the start, as it was. Many coaches have come to the opinion that Donald Trump shouldn't be tweeting. Joe Pitino, of course, the coach, took 2 minutes in his post-game address to talk about this. You know, he says, it's a different type of world nowadays. He's our elected president, and you can protest all you want, but, you know, don't leave off the Twitter. I think it is time for the president to leave off the Twitter, don't you? The first fight of USC tonight, 205. Of course, the main event's still not over, but USC 205, Raquel Pennington licked Misha Tate via unanimous decision. The former USC bantamweight champion, of course, she beat Holly Holm, and Holly Holm beat Ronda Rousey, of course, passing around that USC bantamweight title like it's a cheap date at the prom. But the bottom line is, tonight Misha Tate lost. And, of course, she lost to Amanda Nunes. Amanda Nunes is going to fight Ronda Rousey December 30th, USC 208, 209, something like that. Bottom line is, that's going to be at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Yeah, but tonight, Raquel Pennington beat Misha Tate via unanimous decision. She has announced her retirement as a Misha Tate. Of course, the top 10 teams that have a chance to stop it. Tom Brady from getting to the Super Bowl this year. And Tom Brady's just off and rolling, folks. Four games he didn't play. He's over and he took his own private jet. He went to Spain. Way to go. Took that old lady of his, Giselle's, is that her name? Whatever her name is. She's fine. It's like, mm-mm. Anyway, he takes her over to Spain. He has dinner with her. This is how he served out his suspension. Way to go. Way to go. If I had a private jet, yeah, I'd go too. Anyway, number one team to possibly keep the New England Patriots out of the Super Bowl again. Or winning from winning the Super Bowl. How about the Oakland Raiders? Most likely, they are probably a year or two away. But, you know, Derek Carr is throwing things this year and doing things, wonderful things. Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree both doing things on the receiving end of this. Of course, running back Latavius Murray, he's looking a little bit, I'm going to say, he's looking like he's got his act back together. And the coach, Jack Del Rio, he don't care about nothing, folks. It's win, baby, win. That's right. The attitude is back with the 5-0 Road Warriors. I'm talking about the Oakland Raiders. But their defense, a little shake on the defense. Big Belichick might be able to shoot that up a little bit. Number two, how about the Kansas City Chiefs? Andy Reid can coach. We know that. He runs a professional game. Of course, he's won 17 of his past 20 games. But straight up, I don't know. He's got a quarterback by the name of Alex Smith. And he just doesn't have, like, okay, the pedigree to hang with a guy named Tom Brady. Bottom line is, I just don't think that Alex Smith is he's not one of those guys I want to bring to the Super Bowl. I think he's a choke. I just happen to think he's a choke. I watch him here in San Francisco. We got rid of him. And Colin Kaepernick stayed. And, of course, Colin Kaepernick has fallen apart. Went from the Super Bowl to an NFL title game to nothing. Number three, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Talk about Big Ben. Ben Roethlisberger, of course. Big Ben do things. He's won two Super Bowls. Of course, he might be able to do it this year. His wide receivers, Antonio Brown, and running back Le'Veon Bell. Well, I tell you, that is a pretty good team. That is a real good team. How about those Seattle Seahawks? Well, if Russell Wilson could stay healthy, that would give Pete Carroll a bit of a chance. But seeing that Russell's not all that healthy, he can go at any day, at any time. I mean, that's how early he is. I understand he's walking the walking wounded. So straight up, no Marshawn Lynch this year. It's all about Russell. Can Russell hang for the rest of the season? I don't think so. Number five. How about those Dallas Cowboys? We'll have to load up on, like, big-time Ezekiel at Double E, man, former Ohio State running back, of course, having all his issues here, hanging out in weed shops up in Seattle where marijuana is legal, as it is now in California, like we didn't have it before in California. Anyway, the bottom line is Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott will have to get this together. Maybe Tony Romo. You think Tony Romo will be back at that time? Of course, hey, the Cowboys, Jerry Jones, he wants Tony Romo back. Why? I don't know. Just let the youth take over a little bit. Let the youth run. Yeah, you might not win to a title game this year, but they're not going to go with Tony Romo anyway. Dak Prescott is your best shot. Stick with him. Number five are the Cowboys. Number six, New York Giants, Eli Manning, we don't know. He holds a psychological edge over Brady, of course, in that set. Didn't he beat Brady in the Super Bowl one time? I think he did. Bottom line is, I don't know. I got thoughts about them. Second thoughts about them. The Atlanta Falcons having one hell of a season. Matt Ryan, of course, having MVP top of year, no doubt about that. Big Belichick. Think about that, man. Big Belichick doesn't want to face Matt Ryan. I don't think he's Super Bowl. But who knows? The Broncos. The Denver Broncos. Interesting about the Denver Broncos. Am I high on the Denver Broncos? Not too high, not at all. Number nine, how about these guys? Nobody thought they'd even be around. So I'm talking about the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, who thought they'd still be around? Come on. I mean, wasn't Mr. Bradford supposed to be hurt by now? Wasn't he supposed to get hurt like in a warm-up, something like that? He was supposed to be through. Anyway, number 10, the Green Bay Packers. A little bit scary. The Green Bay Packers, you know, I don't know. Aaron Rodgers, he just ain't doing his thing, is he? I mean, think about this. We've had a horrible season from Aaron Rodgers. He just hasn't lived up to the name of Aaron Rodgers. Why is that? Because maybe Aaron shot his peak. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. What is hip? Live open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and the American Forest Network. Live from San Francisco, this is the Taco Man Show.
What is hip? Tell me, if you think you know. What is hip?
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. For film lovers, it's that moment in the movie when the song starts playing and the scene takes on a kind of new and more memorable life. As rock music lovers, many of us will most likely have our favorite movie moments when a song took our breath away. How about Pulp Fiction's Twist Contest or the moment Meatloaf roared his motorcycle into Dr. Frankenfurter's lab? Join me, Carrie Cooper, over at FocusOnRock.com for a deep dive into rock music in movies.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center, with deals like a Schecter Demon 6 guitar for just $349, a pair of AKG K52 headphones for $29, or Ernie Ball strings, your choice, 3 packs for $10. Save up to 25% on gear in every department, and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
Well, that was a real grab in the and I'm sorry to use foul language like that, but last I checked, the Electoral College seems to be fine with it. You know, we've been talking about Donald Trump on the show for 18 months, and one of the things I've tried to make clear over those 18 months is how I've been wrong about him at every turn. When he first came down the escalator at Trump Tower and announced, I boldly said on this show it was a stunt and he would never really run. I then said he would never win the GOP nomination, and I certainly didn't think he would be our next president. But the good news is, based on this pattern of me being wrong on every one of my Donald Trump predictions, he's probably going to be a great president. Let's just hope this trajectory holds.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
We are at a disadvantage on that the main event is still rocking and rolling for UFC 205. According to the internet, the main event is not over yet. I'm talking about Conor McGregor and Eddie Alvarez. Of course, Eddie Alvarez having a rough first and second round, according to the reports, but straight up, we'll get to that results a little bit later in tonight's show. Of course, Miesha Tate, the former world bantamweight champion, announcing her retirement tonight after a 10-year MMA career, and her face showed it, folks. When you get beat up like that and your nose can sort of like fold in half, right, there's a crease in the middle, it's time to give it up. She's a female. I mean, I know, women fighters are male fighters and they all suffer injuries and that, but when a woman takes like a thrashing this and that and gets her nose handed to her like in two pieces, I think it's just time to go. Bottom line is Miesha Tate announced her retirement tonight after UFC 205. Now, the World Welterweight Championship, that was a bit of a stunner. I mean, I was stunned because Tyrone Woodley won this championship. He defended the championship. Of course, the striker was a smaller guy. I mean, man, Mr. Thompson came in just looking so good. I thought it was all over. I said to myself, this is an easy fight. Nothing's an easy fight in the world of the UFC. It's just not an easy fight. Stephen Thompson, of course, came in like the prohibitive betting favorite, 2-1, 2.5-1 in some books. Bottom line is everybody thought, including me, that he was going to win going away, but the decision was a majority nod. One judge had it 47-47. The other two judges had 48-47, meaning 1-point advantage, of course, for the man. Of course, Tyrone. Take that back. They're saying this was 48-47. This is a draw. This is a majority draw. Of course, the world welterweight champ is still Tyrone Woodley, world welterweight title, 170 pounds of the UFC. 170 pounds, wow. Of course, the great GSP, George St. Pierre coming back. But he wants to fight at 185. Speaking of 185, I guess we got a little bit clearer on the picture of 185 tonight when Chris Weidman, the natural, the former champion, of course, the man with a once-beaten record. He came in like an 11-fight, 12-fight. I mean, he was just smoking. And of course, beat Anderson Silva not once but twice, and he beat guys like Vitor Belfort. And he was just whooping on everybody. Then he ran into Robbie Lawler. And Robbie Lawler, of course, beat him up, and then he lost the title, and now he's looking at, take that back, Michael Bisping. And then bottom line is, you know, when you look at this round robin thing at 170 and 185, the guys at 170 are too small to fight at 185. That's why I think GSP is like reaching for too much, wants to fight at 185. But straight up, Tyrone Woodley night coming up short, and not really defending the title. Of course, it was a draw, but Stephen Thompson, of course, a big draw there. I'm just a little bit surprised on that. Joanna Jay was the winner, but back to Yoel Romero beating Chris Weidman. It was a TKO in a third round. It was a flying kick. Get this. Both fighters showed their will. They imposed their will. No doubt about that. Talk about the first round. It was all about Chris Weidman. Chris Weidman was beating him like a rag doll, just beating him all over the place. You know, on the ground, standing up, good boxing skills. Of course, that's how Weidman won the world middleweight championship, beating Anderson Silva not once but twice, with boxing 101 the first time around, a left hook, right-hand combination. Of course, that's just boxing 101. And then it was boxing 101 tonight for Weidman in the first round against Yoel Romero. Of course, Romero, the Cuban, now fighting out of America's top team out of Florida. Of course, that's the America's top team that had some problem with Flintstone Vitamins in the past, meaning Hector Lombard was one of the guys down there for America's top team that tested positive for anabolic steroids. But I'm not trying to say he was juiced to the gills tonight, because that's what Kyle Kingsbury thought. Of course, Kyle Kingsbury, the retired UFC fighter, that's what he thought about Yoel Romero. But still, that flying kick, you know, wow, in the third round, I mean, that sort of made such a definitive ending. But, you know, if he was on Flintstone Vitamins, because, you know, I mean, Weidman, he had to carry Weidman around on his back for a while, and that has to wear a guy out. He did not show the wear and tear of that. I just didn't see it. And he came back in the second round, and he won pretty convincingly in the second round. I'm talking about
I guess the guy that's heir apparent now to the world middleweight champion, because Michael Bisping hasn't got a chance against this guy. Doesn't have a chance. I didn't think he had a chance against Weidman, but Weidman got beat up so bad tonight. It was so definitive, that ending. Weidman was just knocked out. He was reduced to, how can I put this, MMA rubble. That's what he was reduced to. The former world middleweight champion, once beaten fighter, reduced to boxing, MMA rubble. Just like boxing rubble. You know, George Foreman and Mike Tyson, when they knock guys out and just leave them in a heap, that's what he did. He got left in a heap straight up. Chris Weidman, not a loser, losing the second time as a pro. The kid from New York probably ought to think about holding it, hanging it up. Why? You know, because when you take a couple of lickings and you've got some money in the bank, there's really no need to keep going. That's what I keep trying to tell guys. You know, this is a profession. If you made enough money at this profession, take it and run, because guess what? The profession will do nothing for you. You need to work boxing and MMA. Can't let boxing and MMA work you, because when you do, you end up like, you know, you can't count all the money you've got. What good is it to be punch drunk? And there's a lot of guys now showing this CTE damage in the world of mixed martial arts. Jake Durant, of course, he's Stitch. They call him Stitch. He cut man extraordinaire, originally out of Northern California, with me up here in the Golden Glove days back in the 80s. Of course, now the premier cut man in the world of mixed martial arts. And, of course, he was a UFC guy. Now he's with Bellator. UFC, boxing, the MMA, he's done it all. But he's a Bellator guy now. I'm talking to Stitch Durant. Stitch tells me that guys are starting to show the damage of mixed martial arts in the gym now. I'm starting to see punch-drunk MMA fighters. Something I haven't seen too much. But then again, mixed martial arts has only been around since 1993 professionally. I mean, there was UFC 1 back in 1993. That's right. The great Hoyce Gracie won in 1993 with that gi. Do you remember that? Back in the gi days, straight up, Hoyce Gracie talking about coming back and maybe fighting the winner of Chael Sonnen and Tito Ortiz. I think that's going down January the 21st at the Inglewood Forum in Los Angeles, California, form home of the L.A. Lakers. Straight up, that's going to be a hell of a fight. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But straight up, that's on Bellator, and it'll be on Spike TV. As I said, Tyrone Woodley keeping the title. Joanna Jay, wow, she was all over Carolina Kay tonight, winning unanimous nod, 49-46 across the board. That means four rounds won. Carolina Kay tried, but every time she would come forward, she would eating punches. You can't eat punches and come forward and win a fight. The bottom line is, she tried to impose her will, couldn't do it. As I said, Yoel Romero, the shine of the night. I mean, that was the fight of the night. There's just no doubt about it. What he did to Chris Weidman, yeah, he sort of girled out Chris Weidman. And the bottom line is, I never thought Chris Weidman would get turned out that quick. And, folks, it was like the fight was dead even. We're entering the third round here, and the fight's dead even, one round each, okay? And then this Cuban, former wrestling stud in the Olympics, jumps off the ground with this flying knee and knocks him out with a flying knee. How do you knock somebody out with a flying knee? How do you do it? Well, he does it, and he does it. He's done it repeatedly now, and he did it in the third round tonight. It was pretty, pretty impressive. That was maybe the performance of the year thus far. Think about this. It might have been the performance of 2016 as far as the entire world of mixed martial arts. It was that much of a statement, taking out the former champion, Chris Weidman. As I said, Pennington beat Misha Tate. Frankie Edgar, good old Frankie, getting back on the winning track, of course. Jeremy Stevens bit the dust tonight, 30-27 across the board. Take that back. One round, one judge had it, 29-28, means two rounds to one. Of course, that was a three five-minute rounds. They were fighting 145 pounds. Frankie Edgar, the former lightweight champion, dropping down to 145. Of course, he took on Jose Aldo last time out, and Jose beat him. Jose should have been arrested for domestic violence after that fight. He beat on him so bad. The Las Vegas police should have just jumped in and said, you know what, man? You got to go to jail. You can't beat up on a guy that bad. A former lightweight champion, a guy that was supposed to beat you, but he didn't beat you. He was supposed to take his size to 150, from 155 to 145. I mean, he cut the weight, but didn't have the size. Frankie Edgar was not the bigger guy that night. Jose Aldo. So Edgar a winner tonight. And the guy that might have stole the show tonight, and I have a hard time with his last name, is Khabib Nurmagomedov. And he took out Michael Johnson's submission in a Kimura. It was the third round, 2 minutes and 31 seconds in. But they're trying to tell me that was a pretty good performance tonight as well. And a middleweight bout, the gatekeeper of the middleweight division, Tim Bosch, looked pretty good. Tim Bosch took out Rafael Natal. That was a TKO in the very first round. Tim Bosch, when you count him out, he does well. I don't know why, but he's a gatekeeper. He always wins fights that he maybe isn't supposed to win. And the cowboy, Jim Miller, coming in 162 pounds with a catchweight fight, defeated the longtime UFC veteran, Thiago Alves, unanimous nod across the board. Hopefully that's a retirement for Thiago Alves. And Liz Carmouche, the first openly gay female fighter, first openly gay fighter I can remember coming out and saying, hey, I'm gay. I mean, as far as her being active at the point. She was taking on Ronda Rousey. Didn't Ronda beat her like in 12 or 14 seconds anyway? The bottom line is, she was winning tonight. A split decision went over a girl named Caitlin Chugan. bottom line is that is your WBO Boxing and Combat Sports Update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOBoxing.com. That's WBOBoxing.com. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Next up, Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod, Unplugged on Sports Byline. You're tuned to the Taco Man. I am the Taco Man live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. This is Sports Byline.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Check out these stats of the great A-Rod. Lifetime batting average, 295. How many hits? 3,115 hits. 696 home runs. That's why this is a robbery. They're trying to deny him history. He wants to be part of that 700 club, and I think that A-Rod deserves it. Of course, A-Rod hasn't always been my favorite guy, but right now, A-Rod is just cool.
You've had a remarkable 22-year baseball career, but to fill that out a bit, you were drafted at the age of 17. You started playing in the majors when you were 18, and it's been a very colorful career filled with some highs and lows. Some of the highs, 696 home runs is just the beginning. You were fourth on the all-time home run list. You're a 3-time most valuable player, 14-time All-Star. You've hit 25 Grand Slams. That's more than any other player in the history of baseball. And, of course, in 2009, you were a world champion. Less well-known, you're privately focused your charity on the Boys and Girls Club, where you learned to play baseball, and you've made donations to significant donations to the University of Miami and FIU. Soon you'll start as your role with the Yankees as a special advisor, which is a big change because this is the big part. You hung up your Yankees uniform as a player a few weeks ago. Your last game was a big dramatic event. And as with everything in your career, the moment it ended, the New York press was all over you saying, you're going to be playing again. We're going to see Alex show up in another uniform any day. So let's start there. Are you going to play again?
Oh, well, hardball right off the bat. First of all, good morning, everyone, and thank you. Wow, that was quite an introduction. Thanks to Google for having me and speaking in front of this incredible crowd. It's obviously the smartest group of people I've ever spoken to, so I'm a little intimidated, so take it easy with me. As far as playing again, Jessica, I think, look. Sometimes when you play for 22 years, the ending sometimes is complicated. And, I've talked to this at length where sometimes in baseball, the ending has a funny way of tapping you on the shoulder when you least expect it. And the way that it ended for me in front of my friends and my family and people that I love and people that have supported me for over 2 decades, and having my mother and my 2 daughters on the field to share that moment with, it's a day that I'll never forget. So right now I would say that I'm very happy.
That sounds good, but I want to press you on it because we just heard 696 home runs. Now that's meaningful because you're just 4 away from 700. Mm-hmm. There are only 3 players in the history of baseball. 4 away. Did I say 3? There are only 3 players in the history of baseball who've hit 700. It is a Mount Everest. There's not a chance you might go back just to break that milestone.
Look, I will admit 700 is very, very tempting. It's a big number. You play for a long time. I've been playing ever since I was, 3. But if you asked me that question 5 years ago, the definite answer would have been a definite yes. And I wouldn't be here right now. I would be in another major league clubhouse, playing baseball and trying to pursue more wins and more home runs and more and more and more, right? But one of the things that, one of the unexpected good things when I served my suspension in 2014 was that I had an opportunity to think and reflect. And I had a 4-year sabbatical, which I highly recommend, by the way. Not for a suspension, though. And I had a chance to press the pause button and think about how my actions impact other people. And, for a long time, I judged myself on numbers, wins, home runs, RBIs. And somewhere in that year suspension, I thought about, I want my future to be judged in a different way. And I wanted a different measuring stick. I wanted a different barometer. And what I thought about was my behavior and my actions was how I wanted to be judged. And I also wanted to think about the relationships and building relationships and nurturing those relationships. And when you think about being in a Major League Baseball clubhouse, the relationship with your teammates, your coaches, your managers, my relationship with Bob Manfred in the commissioner's office today, our leader of the Players Union, Tony Clark, all these things are very, very important to me. And when I came back, I wanted to make sure I was a different person with a different outlook, with a different appreciation of how grateful I am for this great opportunity to play baseball. And and to a certain degree, I think I did that. I often say I'm only at first base. I have a long ways to go. But if you accomplish that, in many ways, the message for my 2 daughters would be, that's like hitting 700 home runs. In some ways, it's like hitting 800 home runs.
Okay. You have had this 22-year baseball career, which gives you a real perspective on the changes in the sport. Would you give us a sense of how baseball has been transformed in the 2 decades you've been playing?
Well, I think that's the right word. It has transformed completely. I mean, I entered the game as an 18-year-old in 1994, and economically, it's changed completely. On the field, it's a different game, and big data and sabermetrics have completely taken over our game.
So let's take those one at a time. What are some of the ways it's changed on the field?
Well, on the field, it's as hard to play today as ever before. When I entered the game in 1994, I sound like an old guy. Back in the day, 1994. In 1994, the average fastball was 88 to 90 miles per hour. Just to give you a little perspective, the average fastball is about 92.5 today. But that's not the full story. The full story is 88 to 90 miles per hour. We had five players on our team this year that can throw the ball over 100 miles per hour and did. And last year alone, we had 57 players throw a pitch over 100 miles per hour. Guys, that, ladies and gentlemen, that's why I'm standing here today, not in the Bronx playing baseball. It is a hard game to play. And one other data point that I think is important is back when I started in 1994, the word shift didn't exist. Last year alone, there was 28,000 shifts, meaning even if you hit the ball, chances are, because of algorithms, it's going to be an out. So I'm sitting here and not in the Bronx.
Economically, it's also changed dramatically. What are some of the numbers in the game now?
Well, I mean, the numbers are breathtaking. I mean, in 1994, when I entered the league, the revenues were $1.2 billion. Today in 2016, they're hovering right around $10
billion. Wow.
That's 10 times. Commissioner Rob Manfred has come out and said that in the next 5 years, he wants to take it to $15 billion. That's
one five,
$15 billion. And if you think about franchise values in the mid-90s, were anywhere from $200 to $300 million. Today, we have some franchises that are worth north of $4 billion, and one traded, the LA Dodgers traded in 2012 for north of $2 billion. So the business is extremely healthy.
What's driving that?
Well, I think there's several things. I think, look, if you look at how many people come to watch us play, in 1960, we had 20 million people that watch us play live. In 1994 was the year that I came in the game, we had 50 million people. And in 2006 was the all-time high. We had 81 million people watch us play live. And this year, we'll probably have around 75 million. The other thing is regional sports network deals.
TV.
TV has skyrocketed. And is, as you guys know, is the only property left that live content is so valuable and is absolutely driving these franchise values to the moon. And advertisers all over, and some of the marketing people here will agree with me, is they want to do anything to own the properties of live sports because that's the one thing that people will watch live.
The third category was big data. I have a feeling this audience will be very interested. How has technology influenced baseball?
Well, I think in many ways. I mean, if you think about, I think there's three major ways I can think about it. When you think about free agent signings, when you think about everyday lineups, and then when you think about kind of where we play on the field, and I'll expand on that. I'll start with free agent signings. So the way that our world is working today, we are attracting and recruiting a lot of Ivy League mathematicians, even people that have never watched baseball are now in our community. Making major hundreds of millions of dollars decisions. So they'll press in a computer and do the algorithm, and a player will pop out, and the number that we should pay that player. And that's the way teams are making decisions now. On the field, around 3:30 in the afternoon, usually every clubhouse gets a paper, just like you have, and that's what the algorithm math numbers say that the lineup should be today. I can just make it very clear that I played for Lou Piniella. There was no algorithm that was going to make his lineup. and then thirdly, this is really odd. And again, for a 41-year-old playing baseball, it was the goalposts have moved way too far, and it was hard to adjust. We had coaches going on the field at 2:30 with an iPad in their knees making X's on the dirt and on the grass and putting tapes on the outfield. And that's where we were supposed to play at 7:30 at night. It was fascinating to watch.
Based on the computer, it was telling you, the algorithm was telling you where to...
That's exactly right.
So it sounds to me like you have a few qualms with the influence of the stats on the game.
Look, I think so. I think anytime we make adjustments, adjustments are great, right? I mean, just a few years ago, we had taxis, now we have Uber. The world is moving very fast, and it is also in our game. But you have to remember, we're looking for balance. Sabermetrics are great, but there's still room for that old scout that's in thousands and thousands of games that understands courage and character. And this is a difficult game. We play 200 games in 232 days, 32 days off, but they're not off. 20 of those days, you're traveling cross country and you're landing in cities at, you know, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. It is extremely challenging. You take a guy like Dustin Pedroia. Dustin Pedroia is 5'6", 175 pounds soaking wet. And if you punch him into an algorithm, you'll probably say the top, the ceiling, is he's a college player. At best, if he gets lucky, he goes to A-ball. Now, Dustin Pedroia, Boston Red Sox, he's a two-time world champion. He's a perennial all-star. He's an MVP. He's a gold glove winner. And he's a heart and soul with Big Poppy of the Boston Red Sox. And that's why I think we need balance, because we cannot keep people like Dustin Pedroia out of the big leagues.
You're saying the algorithm can't measure passion, heart?
That's exactly what I'm saying, okay.
What are some of the other challenges the sport is facing?
Well, I think we have one major one. Our average fan is a 53-year-old white male, and I like you guys. But in order for us to have growth in the game, we need our kids, and we need to get our kids back engaged. Look, when I grew up, I remember being a 10-year-old boy. I've been in love with baseball for a really long time. My father played baseball, and I remember when we just remember guys by first name. It was, you know, it was Nolan Ryan and Pete Rose and, you know, Ted Williams and Joe DiMaggio. We had all these games. And baseball, make it clear, was the number one sport in America. I know some of you guys remember that. And, you know, we have to get the kids back involved. I think Rob Manfred and Tony Clark have a great plan. They've already hit the ground running.
They run MLB.
Rob Manfred is our commissioner. He's in his second year. He's doing a terrific job. And Tony Clark, we have a $30 million fund, and we are really investing in communities, getting kids, boys and girls, to play baseball and softball. And that's been started here in the U.S. and Canada.
Alex Rodriguez, part one. Part two to come in, of course, hour number two. Straight up, A-Rod and Google. And A-Rod sounds cool, doesn't he? He's not a turd. He's very intelligent. Besides, he's got the best swing in the entire world, at least in my opinion. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The Skype line is available as well. The address is Sports Byline and the number 2. And the main event is over. UFC 205. We'll talk about that after the break right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Credit card bills every month. You're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
It's in. That's right. The main event is over with. Talking about Conor McGregor annihilating. I didn't think it was going to happen this easy. Eddie Alvarez in the second round knocked him out with punches. The bottom line is this guy can punch, folks. I kid you not. Of course, he knocked out Jose Aldo in 12 seconds. I thought that was like, you know, maybe a fluke, but, you know, he can punch. I mean, the only guy he hasn't really knocked out, he's been hit on the chin in the last couple of years, has been Nate Diaz. Nate Diaz is a very tough guy, a durable guy. And I told you about Nate and Nick Diaz. If there were two guys I wanted to by my side walking through the mean streets of Tijuana, it was Nick Diaz. Of course, he was a guy that Nick and Nate Diaz, but Nick tore apart six or seven guys in Las Vegas a few weeks ago after Nate Diaz's big fight there. Of course, wow, six guys and five went to the hospital. Do not mess with them. Bellator 164 in for Friday night, of course, live on Spike TV. I got to tell you, man, things are not too good. I'm talking about Douglas Lima knocking out Andre Khorshev. Khorshev, of course, beating Benson Henderson in his last fight and defending the World Welterweight Championship of Bellator 170 pounds. But Douglas Lima stopped Khorshev at 121 of round number three for the welterweight title. Of course, now Benson Henderson is going to take on Michael Chandler for the Bellator Lightweight Championship 155. That title is going to go down the 19th, that's going to be in San Jose, California on Spike TV. So it's hot and happened in 1 week tonight. Bellator doing a thing on TV. But Conor McGregor, stealing the show as always, huh? I mean, Conor's a showstopper. He just really is. I mean, yeah, the Nate Diaz fight, I wasn't all impressed with that. These two guys standing there going back and forth like two dinosaurs. You know, throw, blah, blah, blah. You give, I'll throw. I didn't like that too much. Didn't have too much science involved, too much skill involved. But tonight, going to say he takes out a bigger guy. Eddie Alvarez, not really the bigger guy. I mean, he was a bigger guy, you know, when you look at it on paper. When you look at him in face-to-face, man, Conor McGregor was bigger than him. Conor McGregor is bigger than everybody but Nate Diaz. Bottom line is, if he stays at 155, I think he'll be champion for a while. If he drops to 145, Jose Aldo has a shot. Bottom line is, Jose Aldo should claim the world 145-pound championship all by himself now. If he wants to fight Conor McGregor, he's got to move to 155. That's all there is to it. And guess what? He fights McGregor at 155. He gets licked like a stamp. Open phone lines around the world. Hour number two is still to come. We're talking NBA, NFL, and, of course, A-Rod, part two. A-Rod sounded pretty good, wasn't he? I mean, A-Rod was so cool there, articulate. And then at the end, you know, he let out a couple of his little bombs. You know, but that's A-Rod. A-Rod's got to throw a few turds into the conversation because that's A-Rod. But A-Rod, to me, is really cool right now. And I think he was jobbed by the all of Major League Baseball. I mean, stopping him like four games, you know, four home runs short of 700 and you can't play anymore? What kind of crap is that? You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars here. Of course, the Taco's by himself tonight. The All-Stars have taken the night off. The bottom line is we're having fun for another hour here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the Taco Man Show. Johnny Taco's All-Stars, Sports Overnight America, live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, and Sports Byline and Sirius XM Satellite Radio.